Blog Talk Radio. doing this for all my ladies. I know you're thinking, yo, it sounds like a lullaby, right? But this is for you. Get into it. It's true.
All over the bed, hands clenching the sheets, hair wild as hell. I know the only thing on your mind is sex and me, girl. I can feel your temperature rising. You should feel my nature too. Come on, it's gonna be a bumpy ride.
Girl,
I hate you. What we can do.
What's up, y'all? It's your boy, Romance. You know how we doing. Chilling, having a good night. Go play all y'all jams. We're going to have fun. I got something new for y'all. You know what I mean? We're going to, like, wait a whole hour full of something new. So, tonight, we're going to chill, have fun. Go get back to the questions. Go play three more songs. Then give y'all the questions of the night. You know what I mean? So y'all gonna tell me, like, how y'all, this, with y'all couples, y'all with y'all couples have fun. I mean, that's all I can say. Just sit back, relax, and enjoy yourself. Now what, I'm gonna give y'all the question of the night right now. How about I do work on that, work on that? Okay, the question of the night is basically, why do you think people are scared to be in a relationship? That's a good one. I need to really think about that one, because that one's a good one. I got to ask myself that, because I be hearing a lot of people talking this and that, how they want someone good, special, and I be sitting there thinking like, oh, wow, then why you ain't in a relationship and you want all that? So that got me really thinking, too. So I'm going to get back to some Facebook. I'm going to get back to the music with some Babe Wright, Practice What You Preach. All right?
So, what do you want to do? I'm here, baby. I'm ready, baby. I'm waiting on you. Believe.
Telling me this and telling me that. You say what's wrong with you, I'll down low. End up pulling your window curtain. Oh, let your moon come shining in into our life again. Yeah, yeah. Ooh, it's been a long, long time. Get this message for you, girl. But it seems I was never on time. Still, I wanna get through to you, girl. On time, on time.
Wow.
I want to give you some love. I want to give you some good, good love.
Okay, y'all, how y'all doing? It's going down. It's popping. It seems like I'm playing a lot of songs. Okay, in 30 minutes, just to let y'all know, in 30 minutes, y'all get to call in and ask any question y'all want in 30 minutes. It could be about love. It could be about your relationship, what y'all could do, you know what I mean? How to bring romance back into your life. Y'all can call in and ask anything y'all want. So, and don't forget, the question of the night is very simple and easy. Why do you think people are scared to be in a relationship? Okay, I'm going to give my answer real quick. I mean, I look at it like this. Some people are scared of it because they can't handle it. Or they scared to be hurt by it. It's like a phobia. Let's say it like that. The way I look at it, it's like a phobia. You know what I mean? With something you're scared of. You don't know what you're going to get out of it. Don't know if you could accomplish it, or you could deal with the situations that come with it. I mean, so sometimes it's hard. Like, relationships are very hard. Definitely to keep and to trust. I mean, communication, you got to learn how the person talk. You got to learn how the person talk. The person got to learn how the way you speak. So just like a lot of, it's like a full-time job. I mean, and always communication in there and everything. So that's my answer for it. Let's sit back and see what Facebook got to say. All right, Ronnie says because they are not ready for commitment. That is true. That is true. Okay, Ronnie. I can understand. People are not ready for a commitment yet at all. Sorry. People are not ready for commitment at all. So I can understand that. I'm going to sit back in this. I mean, I can understand that at all. So I'm going to leave that question alone and get back to some music. yo, I think I'm going to sing that as soon as I get home, because if I could sing like that, I think I would get a lot of love, and I'd be like, yeah, I'm going to have to put on, try to put on my baby white voice, and be like, yeah, baby, you know what it is. So, like, I'm just joking around. I hope y'all have fun out there. Sorry about that earlier, little complications with the station. You know how that go, but we good. I'm going to get back to some Facebook answers. Okay, let's sit back and do that. Okay, Tracy says, remember, the question of the night is, why do you think people are scared to be in a relationship? I gave my answer. Tracy says, they don't want to be hurt. I think she meant to say they, but she said that. They don't want to be hurt. I think she meant by the other person, but you know how that goes. That's understandable. She missed a couple words. Okay. It's cool. Okay. Ashley Brown says, commitment. Everybody using that word, commitment. So, okay, I can roll with that. Okay. People probably scared of commitment. There's nothing to be scared of. Marquisha says, they have been hurt before and don't want to go through it again. Okay. Now, this is my theory too. Okay. Yeah, they have been hurt before. But, like, if you've been hurt before and you don't want to go through it again, then you will never find love. Just like a bike. If you hop on a bike and you like keep on pedaling, then you fall. That means you're going to stop riding the bike forever? No, you got to try it one more time. You got to give it a couple more tries. Ain't going to mess the perfect in one night. Maybe you will. Never know. Just come once in a blue moon. Never know what could happen. Or you could sit back and find, like I say, a real smart, intelligent man that knows really about a woman instead of trying to be in control. And yes, we are controllable. We like to be in control. But sometimes we got to sit back and put the gloves down, because at the end of the day, all women is always going to be right, and we're going to have to apologize. We know we hate apologizing, and that's just keeping it being, because I hate apologizing sometimes. I be like, dang. Okay. DJ Afterthought, he says, I think the one reason is commitment. The one reason is commitment. That is, commitment is the number one thing, I guess. I guess nobody don't want to be committed these days. So, therefore, I'm going to get back to some Facebook questions. We got 20 minutes to go. And then anybody who, y'all can call in, ask any question y'all want. Anything about relationships, about romance, about all of it. And I sit back and see what I could do for y'all. So I'm going to have to turn it up a little bit with some Genuine.
I'm so in love, so deep in love. somebody say it ain't so. And baby, I promise that I'll never leave.
I will never leave.
Everything will be alright.
When I get down, when I kiss the girl.
Okay, it's about that time, y'all. Y'all could call in and ask anything y'all want. I'm talking about anything. Like relationships, romance, y'all can ask anything y'all want. I'm going to play one song each time. Each time I get to, I'm talking to a person, you know what I mean? Whatever. So do you feel like you want to ask any questions or talk about some things or think, ask what can you do about some things? Just call in. All right? So I'm going to get back to some jams. I think I'm going to have to just, I mean, keep on continuing with Joe, you know what I mean? More and more. I mean, that's the way I do it.
For as long.
Okay, A-Bar and yo, since I'm going to spark it off, you know what I mean? I had to play a couple jams for y'all. I'm going to spark it real off. Okay, but I want to sit back and talk about is very simple, easy, you know what I mean? Is like, why, like, okay, in relationships, like, I see a lot of people having problems, like, why is it so hard to stay committed? And why is it so hard to, like, be in tune with one person? Because, you know what I mean? It's like, it seems easy, but at the same time, I ain't going to lie. Sometimes it be hard. It get tough. It get tough like a bumpy road. You know what I mean? A brick road. So, like, sometimes I think about that and want to know. You know what I mean? So I sit back and look some things up. Like, sometimes men, I ain't gonna lie, we mess up a lot. You know what I mean? But we gotta learn how to control ourselves. Control is the key. you know what I mean, to everything. And, like, if you see life how I see it, like a woman, like, all right, like I said before last week, I had to learn, and the caller, me and the caller was talking last week, and I helped, hopefully I helped her with her problem. You got to learn that women are stronger than men, like, in certain ways. They are wiser. They sit back and think. They take time. Men, we kind of have a rushing thing. I mean, we got a rush thing going on, so we rush through everything and think it's all good and all gravy, and come to find out it's messed up at the end. It's another bumpy road. I mean, so just think about that. Like, if you're going to be committed, be committed. And you're going to really love your woman, love your woman. You got this relax and chill. It goes down like that. I mean, you got to see, like, you got to see the difference. Sometimes it's good to just talk. Like I tell people, communication is the key. You don't have communication, you don't have nothing. I ain't trying to be, I mean, bust nobody bubble or say, women, y'all know everything. No, I ain't saying all that, because sometimes, man, we know what we're talking about, but we got to learn how to word it right sometimes, because I look like just a butthole completely. So, yeah, I mean, I'm going to sit back and just keep it a bean. So I'm going to play another song, like I said, and y'all get to call in and ask anything y'all want. I sparked it off for y'all. Sparked it off. So I'm going to have to speak. If this plays Key Sweat, nobody.
Follow when you want me to stop.
I'm just jamming with y'all. I mean, I just want to sit back and, I mean, just jam with y'all for a little bit. So far, I just want to sit back and thank everybody for listening and everybody that is calling in. Now, like I said, it's, we got 33 minutes till the show is over. You can call in and ask anything you want. I'm just trying to sit back and help the world out, bring romance back into it. Now, I got a game for y'all. I'm going to give y'all a game, the game of the night. Basically called Do You Know Me? Very simple. Do you know me? Okay, this is what I need y'all to do. I need y'all to get some flashcards, blank flashcards, right? And write down each question about each other, I mean, about you, see if it, I mean, and each time someone gets right, they get like a, probably you could, 30-minute massage, whatever you want. I mean, just like that. Whatever y'all want to do, each answer they get right. So that's an easy game. And don't forget about the other games I told you about, strip ping pong. That was the first game I told you about. Just like beer pong. You know what I mean? Line your cups up across the table, just like beer pong. Because you know about beer pong, then you know. Don't forget about the thing I told you with the fishbowl. Write down each thing y'all like to do. And when the kids are asleep or y'all alone, y'all pick one thing from that fishbowl, massages, all that. So don't forget about that. And just sit back and have fun. Now I'm going to get back into some more music. Well, I got to do it. I'm about to play Boyz II Men. I Make Love to You.
Close your eyes.
but don't you close the door. Tonight I'm gonna make my hallways echo you. I pull my shirt off, pull your jeans down. Oh baby, take your time. Now turn around as our bodies catch the mirror. Now we're gliding to the song. I'ma do you all night long. And I'ma go slow, slow, slow. And I'ma go slow, slow, slow. Those other guys don't get it like I get it. But I'm with it, I get it. And they just not finished till you finish. You gon' get yours, I'ma get mine. I'ma get mine. And I'ma take my time. And I'ma do it.
Y'all, we got a caller. She sat back and wanted to ask me a question, and I'm going to try to help her. out with this question, so let's get to it. How you doing, caller?
I'm doing fine, and yourself?
I'm doing good. So where are you calling from, and what's your name?
My name is Elizabeth, and I'm calling from London.
Okay. So, okay, what can I help you with here? What can I help you with, Yummy?
Well, I have a friend, and I was talking to my girls before, and they were saying that I might be in love. I wanted to ask, how do you know if you're in love?
Okay, let me first, before I give you that type of knowledge, do you know the meaning of love? Do you know what it is? Like, give me your definition of it.
I believe love is, it's something hard to explain, but I've never experienced it before.
Okay. Well, this is what I'm going to share some knowledge with you. Love is basically an action. Love is an action. Love makes you do things that you never knew you could do or never knew that was kind of possible. So that's what love do to you. So therefore, I mean, love could also build you and destroy you. It all depends how it is. So, like, all right, are you in love? Did you think you're in love with someone?
Well, I have a friend, and I'm not sure. I mean, I really like him. We hang out a lot.
Okay.
I talk to my girls, and they say I bring up his name, like, every 5 seconds. So they say I'm in love. Does that mean I'm in love?
Not exactly. There's a difference. I mean, you could really be thinking about him around this time and be, like, really, like, want to get to be around him more and get to know him, like I say, like I tell people. Okay. Love is an action. So you could just be really thinking about him a lot. And want to get to know him and want to, that could be around him more and know more about him to get to that point. Like I tell everybody, okay, love is like a fire. You feel me? There's three different types of fires you have. You got your blue fire, that's the calm fire. I mean, your red fire, that's the fire that go out of control. You know, that type of fire. I mean, if you don't control the love, right, it's going to spread like a forest fire and it's going to be like everywhere, and that will definitely mess up a relationship and a friendship. So definitely you think you're in love with them, that's cool. I mean, but only way you could tell is, only way you could really tell, your feelings would tell it more than anything when you get around them. Your emotions, how you act, how you talk to them, how you want to be around them every day. Like my goddess, when I'm in love with her, I want to be around her 24/7. You feel me?
Mhm.
And like when I'm around her, I feel that connection. Like she's my friend. She's the only one I could talk to, and the only one I could really be around. So sometimes, like I mean, there's sometimes I want to be around her, and so like there's different types of love. There's different types of feelings you could bring love into. So I want to be around her. I know I want to be with her. I want to, like, really make everything work. I mean, as I'm doing a man, part of my job, yeah. So, therefore, I could say I'm in love with her because the way my actions say and what I feel. So it all depends how your actions is around them. Like, you mention his name a lot. That's cool. That's good. I mean, that's telling you you're thinking about her. Think about him, my bad. Thinking about him a lot. So that's a good thing. So it could lead up to love. Never know what could happen. Like, I mean, they don't, your friends might see something that you don't see. But
yeah, but the thing is, I don't really believe in love. Like, I've never seen it before. And I've never seen love before. I've never experienced it. And I just don't think that exists. Does love really exist anymore?
That's the day everybody looking for that question, just like everybody asking, do romances this? Yes, it do, actually, for real. Being, this is, like, I asked everybody the question of the night. Like, what, it's about commitment. Everybody's scared of commitment. It's like a phobia. Like, you know, when you're scared of spiders and you don't want to be around it. everybody be like, oh, I've been hurt before, so I don't want to get hurt when they fall in love. That ain't the thing. It's like a commitment. And, like, love is like I said, love is very powerful. Of course, if you haven't experienced it before, you might have and might not notice it because you never sat back and thought about it. And your friends always be like, oh, you always in love. You always sitting back, like, talking about him, caring about him, always waiting for his phone calls, having late-night conversations and stuff like that. Yeah, you could be kind of in love. It's not bad. You know what I mean? You never know. Only your feelings could tell, and, like, in your heart and your soul could tell as well. You feel me? What you want. Like, if you feel like, trust me, love is a beautiful thing, so don't think love is dead, because I tell you right here, living proof, it's not dead. It's definitely on and popping. It's just you got to find the right person. You know what I mean? You got to be careful with the people that you are in love with, because everybody is like a mirror. You hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody is like a mirror. You don't know how the person really is until you break that mirror and you see the true reflection of that person. You know what I mean? So just look at it like this. Like, there's love is still in the air, romance is still around. You know what I mean? Hey, it's popping. And you gotta just think of it like that. Any more questions?
Oh no, I don't. You answered all my questions. Thank you so much, Romance.
You are very welcome. All right, so thanks for calling. Hopefully, tell your friends about my show, and you can find me on Facebook, Romance Love. I mean, definitely tell your friends about it. Make sure they call in. I do this every Sunday for a whole hour. Y'all can ask any questions y'all want, okay?
Okay, thank you so much. I will definitely tell you about my friends. Can I give a shout-out?
Sure.
Okay, I would like to give a shout-out to Elijah and Eric. I would also like to give a shout-out to SSF and you, Romance. I would like to give a shout-out to WHHA. Y'all are so awesome. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Take
care. Wow. Okay, see, it's on the smack, and we got 13 minutes left for the show. Hopefully, y'all enjoying it. I'm going to have to play some Jamie Foxx Forecast to cool it down. You feel me?
A flood watch here in the valley. Exactly how much we talking? Hey, details coming up in weather.
Weather.
Begin with stormy weather. Rain, wind, road down, mudslide.
When it rains, you can guarantee a flood. Well, there's some people that hate the rain and others who just can't get enough of it. These are the people who love it and get excited.
Up for the rain, sweet rises, Minneapolis, soup, we had some showers, perhaps either from the south, Valley of the Sun, wet, Flagstaff, wet, the chance of rain, then we'll see what happens after that.
I've got nothing but my t-shirt and boxers on, waiting for you to get home. It's been sunny outside all day, baby, I can't wait for it to storm. Thunder from down in the surrounding me, coming down hard, pounding me.
Raindrops falling down all over my lap. I want it soaking wet all over the bed. I want the rain to come. Let me feel the raindrops falling down. All over the bed, I want the rain to come.
Lights out like a power outage, cause of the lightning in your bed, spring showers. I can feel the mist every time we kiss. Just didn't know a downpour like this. There's a flash flood warning till we wake up in the morning. In the bed, the weatherman said, oh, the rain is coming, let me feel the rain.
Falling down, all over.
looking for scattered showers for about an hour.
Tonight and in the morning before we see this storm pull out.
Close your eyes. Now relax your mind.
Baby, take your mind into a zone. Imagine that we're all alone. 2 ways off and our friends are gone. Now picture you and me getting it on. Take my hand and come with me. Let's indulge in fantasies. Cast your cares and worries and slowly fall into this ecstasy. I'm gonna rub your body, so baby, just relax. You've been pouring out your loving, and now it's time to pour it back. Imagine that,
imagine that, imagine that, imagine that.
All
imagine
night long. In your body,
imagine that, imagine that, imagine that, imagine that,
uh-huh, uh-huh.
Imagine that, imagine that,
whipped cream and strawberries, you know what I mean,
imagine that, imagine that, imagine that,
candles and oils surrounding the bed,
imagine that,
uh-huh,
imagine that, imagine that,
me kissing your body. My fingers walk. Take a second and imagine the opportunity. You and me sharing sexual energy. Now, girl, just meditate on you being in this chair. Now, close your eyes and act like we're not even here, girl. I'm gonna rub your body.
So, baby, just relax.
You've been pouring out your love, and now it's time to pour it back. Imagine.